Damon Law, Boss Keith, Top 5.
So Phil had a lot of thoughts about the Batman the other day. It was like, hey, Joe Myers, movie critic. Nope, all Phil. So I was going to skip this Top 5, but I had already written it and said, like, I'm not writing a new one.
He was nice to me on Twitter. He understood.
Holy God. It was three segments of movie critic Phil. But I have thoughts about how my Top 5 ways to improve the Batman, which happens to be the top grossing movie
in the
country.
Have you seen this movie, Jim?
No.
No. Are you a movie guy?
Not Batman.
No.
I don't like the superhero movies.
Right. What?
I can't suspend disbelief that someone's flying through the air. It takes me out of the...
Batman doesn't really fly.
Yeah, Batman's right? regular guy.
Like the Spider-Man and
he's
all
a glider.
Superman. Yeah. You know, it's like, I don't know.
Like Iron Man.
By the way, I sent Keith an email last night. I was guessing the 5 points. I want to see how close I got.
Again, it's turned to Phil.
Right. Again, this is like Phil talks about the Batman. We'll subscribe to your podcast.
It was like, awesome. Jesus. I didn't even get to everything yet. I have a lot more to talk about.
All right, number 5.
So, both Keith.
Yes. Turn the goddamn lights on.
Yep, that was one of them.
This is the darkest movie in the history of movies. Every scene is either rain or night. I get it, bats come out at night. But couldn't there be a scene where he's at a baseball game? Or they're at the mall?
Wait, he's a bad boy.
Right, yeah, right. It's completely dark.
Here's your bad.
There was a Game of Thrones episode a few years ago that everybody went crazy about that said that it was so dark. And Game of Thrones had to say, like, hey, maybe it's your TVs. That is not the situation here. It is so dark you can't see a thing for half the movie. It's ridiculous. Turn the lights on. Batman 2 or The Batman 2, can it be like in a field? Something better.
Like Blind Melon video?
Like the Blind Melon video.
I'm just thinking it'd be so dark that Batman trips over something. Ouch.
You can't. Like, I was trying to find my seats to go get popcorn and come back, and you can't see anything. Everybody in the theater has their stupid movie, like their flashlights on. It was ridiculous. Turn a light on.
Yeah.
Number 4.
It's annoying when it's dark.
And you don't know where
you're going. I remember that movie 7 was like that when I saw it. It's like, can you give me some light in this movie? It's so depressing.
This is the same as 7.
Yeah.
Like, they modeled this movie after 7.
On purpose.
No,
with the rain,
no question.
With the darkness.
This was 8.
Yep. Right, this was 8. Number 4, talk normal. So the direction that we give to our part-time DJs here at the radio stations when we meet with them, like, don't talk weird. Just talk in your regular voice, the way you would talk to a regular person. Why doesn't Batman talk in his regular voice?
I don't know.
The whole movie is that.
He has to hide his identity.
But Bruce Wayne in this movie also talks in the whisper.
True.
And when he whispers, everybody around them whisper. So again,
it's dark. You don't want to wake everyone up.
Half the movie, you can't understand what's happening. You're like leaning in. And you're wondering, what are they saying? So Commissioner Gordon's whispering, Batman's whispering, the girl's whispering, everybody's whispering.
I know.
Stop whispering.
The whole time. I'm not wearing underwear.
Right, just talk normal. Michael Keaton talked normal when he was Bruce Wayne.
He did.
Talk normal.
It builds tension.
It doesn't. It makes it impossible to hear.
Actually, I was punching the throat.
Like, you need, there are parts where you need subtitles, because you can't, I just don't know what's happening anymore, because it's like.
Nowhere in 3 hours.
What?
Does anyone talk like this? Hey, how's it going?
Not once. No, nobody yells. Nobody. It's not like this in here right now.
During fight scenes. That's the only time there's yelling.
Call the bat sex line.
Or like when the villain is threatening people, he yells.
AJ's even louder now than they are in that movie. It's such a whisper. It's
true.
It's ridiculous.
It's a long 3 hours. Yeah, dark and quiet.
I can't. What the hell I said. But what's saying? Yeah.
We did also just hear Keith say he wants people to speak in their regular voice, so he shouts constantly.
Right. This is his normal voice.
If you don't speak at shout, he just can't hear you.
That's my regular voice.
I heard him. I was at my house.
Very true.
Number 3. So this is to the lady who was sitting next to me. So I brought my children to this, and I'm sorry that my kids can't follow a 3-hour movie where all they do is whisper and it's pitch black. So they were asking me questions, the children, like, what's this? What's he saying? By the way, I didn't know because I couldn't see it or hear it. And the lady next to me said, maybe you shouldn't have brought your kids to this movie. And I said, maybe this should not be in all goddamn whispers. This isn't my fault. I'm sorry. You can move. The whole theater has seats. It's 11 in the morning. Like, figure it out. This isn't my fault.
You're shouting again.
Right. But it really, like, it's mean. She knows they're little kids. My one daughter's 10. She looks little. Like, does she think she's going to understand this Batman nonsense that you can't understand? Like, even an adult can't understand. Anyhow.
What?
That's 3.
So there was empty seats where she could have moved.
Yeah. You got a problem, lady. Move up three rows.
Right.
Then you
she
won't
bought
be,
her
but,
ticket and she's going to sit there because I bought my ticket. But yeah, I would move too if there was.
Right. I'm sorry that Kat keeps having questions because the movie doesn't make any sense. It's not my fault. And I'm trying to help her so she can enjoy the 3-hour movie.
Yeah, this is not a Michael Keaton Batman movie. This is an adult-themed Batman movie.
Right. Oh, so my bad, by the way. I shouldn't have brought a 10-year-old. But it was 11 in the morning. It sounded like it was 7 at night and I was ruining someone's date. It's 11 in the morning.
It's not even fun adult like Deadpool. It is adult.
On that level, number two, jokes. I don't need the movie to be funny, right?
None.
I just need 5 jokes. Like, that's it. Or some sort of levity. There is no levity in this movie. The Marvel movies are good.
You paid $15 to watch this movie.
No, I spent $45 because there was 3 of us.
That's true.
And then Reese's Pieces and popcorn and the sodas and all that.
You got screwed.
I was in for like $100 of the stupid Dark Batman.
Wow.
But there's not a joke or a smile or anything in the whole movie. You know what makes Superman 2 really good? There were jokes. There are great villains. There's good action, dated now, but great action at the time.
It was light.
And jokes. And you can see things. And Superman talks in a normal voice.
Superman 2?
Yeah, I love Superman 2. It's my favorite
General Zod superhero
movie. Yeah, it's Zod.
Yeah.
From 1980.
Yeah.
I'm the new AJ now.
Oh, I was like, is there a new Superman 2 I'm not aware of?
No. It's the one you're thinking of. With like Gene Hackman as Lex Luthor.
Yeah.
That one.
That was my thing.
And the number one thing they could do to make it better, less about the Batman, more about my movie theater experience. There was one person working at the movie theater. Now, I know no one works anymore and the world's ruined.
Yeah.
But this movie theater had one guy working at the biggest movie event kind of the year so far. You would think that they would have 2 people now. Fun thing that happened, though. So I ordered all my food or whatever, and I didn't pay.
Nice.
Yeah, so I wasn't really in for $100. So so he goes, what? He's so frazzled because there's 1 million people in line. It's a mess. And he's like, all right, so
they all want their stuff before the movie starts.
Right, and that's what I wanted.
Right.
So I'm like, and I want this and that. And then he would go get it, and then he would come back, and then he would go get the rest of the stuff, and then he would come back and be like, okay, you're all set. And I was like, oh. I guess we're all set.
Thank you.
And my daughter, we're walking away, and my daughter's like, Dad, we didn't. I go, shh, we're good. Shh. It costs $4.41 a gallon to get here. It's like, we're good.
Sherp will kill you.
So in the end, so we get to the seats, and she goes, well, what about karma? And I go, we don't believe in karma. We're good. Like, we're fine. It costs $45 just to see this dark, like, stupid movie. Like, we're good.
Well, you believe karma in was 3 pieces. Hours.
Right.
Karma was 3 hours.
Yeah, the 3 hours in the dark with whispering.
Exactly.
But and I also noticed I saw the Jackass movie with my kid.
Nice.
It's 20 minutes of previews now. It used to be 15.
It was 30. Oh, wow. 30
it was 30?
Yeah.
I had 20 before, and you usually schedule, okay, it's going to be 15 minutes after the scheduled time.
Yeah.
So Batman was 30?
It was a 7:10 movie. They didn't darken the theater until 7:41, and I was so mad.
I would forget what movie I came to see.